Come, all you bold young shanty boys, and list while I relate concerning a young shanty boy and his untimely fate. Concerning a young river man so manly, true, and brave. Tis on the jam at a Gary's Rock he met a watery grave. Tis on a Sunday morning, as you all will quickly hear, the logs piled up mountain high, he could not keep them clear. A foreman said, turn out brave boys with hearts devoid of fear. We'll break the jam on a Gary's Rock for Old Town, then we'll steer. Now some of them were willing, while some others they were not. For the work on the jams on Sunday, they did not think they'd ought. But six of those Canadian boys did volunteer to go and break the jam on the Garion's Rock with the foreman, young Monroe. They had not rolled off many logs when they heard his clear voice say, I'd have you boys be on your guard, this jam will soon give way. The words were scarcely spoken when the jam did break and go, and carried off those six brave boys and the foreman, Jack Monroe. When the rest of our brave shanty boys the sad news came to hear, in search of their dead comrades to the river they did steer. Some of their mangled bodies floating down the stream did go, while bruised and bleeding on the shore lay the head of young Monroe. They took him from his watery grave, brushed back his raven hair. There was one fair girl among them whose sad cries rent the air. Yes, one fair form among them, a maid from Bangor town, whose moans and cries rose to the skies, for a true love there lay drowned. Fair Flora was a noble girl, the riverman's true friend. She and her widowed mother dear lived at the river's bend. The wages of her own true love the boss to her did pay, and the shanty boys made up for her a generous sum next day. They buried him with sorrow deep upon the 1st of May. Come all your bold young shanty boys and for your comrades pray. Engraved upon a hemlock tree whereby the grave did grow was the name and the date of that sad fate of the foreman, Jack Monroe. Fair Flora did not long survive, her heart was broke with grief. Scarcely 2 months afterward, this came to her relief. And when this time did pass away and she was called to go, her last request was, let me rest by the side of Jack Monroe. Come all you brave young shanty boys, I'd have you call and see two green graves by the riverside where grows the hemlock tree. Shanty boys cleared off the wood where the lovers there lay low. It was handsome Flora Denison and a true love, Jack Monroe.